Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries. I bring you greetings from Charlotte, North Carolina. We're located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105. So happy that you can join us this evening. We're here to talk about hearing the voice of God, and that's what the message is about tonight. And if you are not able to listen live, hopefully you will be able to listen to the archive. And just glad to be able to share in the Word of God with you. Father God, we thank you for your Word tonight. We thank you for every opportunity to hear your Word, to study your Word, most of all, to live your Word. We ask you to be with us on this evening, Lord, as we attempt to do this Bible study, online and through conference call. We do love you. We look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Your Word says, study to show thyself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so that's what we seek tonight, truth through your Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. We missed Bible study on last week. My apologies to you. But we're pressing forward this week nonetheless. I don't want you to lose your momentum. So continue to reach out to others and to listen to the Bible study and to the Word of God. Tonight, again, we're talking about hearing the voice of God. And I'm coming to you from the book of Romans, the 10th chapter. And the 10th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse, and it reads, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So that is the word of the Lord today, Romans 10, 13 through 17. How can I hear the voice of God? How do I know when God is speaking to me? And what do I do when I think I'm hearing God speak? And how in the world does God even communicate with me? So those are the topics on the floor. How can I hear the voice of God? How do I know when God is speaking to me? What do I do when I think I'm hearing God speak? And how does God even communicate with me? These are some of the questions that we have to ask ourselves. Most of the time, the only time we even attempt to hear from God is when we're in trouble. If the truth be told, we're oftentimes just seeking out the word of God when we're in trouble, when we need to hear an answer, when we're seeking him for something, when we want something from him. And why is it that we have to seek God out in this manner? When our finances are in trouble, when our homes are messed up, when we're sick, when the doctors can't do anything for us, then that's when we begin to seek God. We begin to look for a way to communicate with him. Excuse me a minute. We begin to look for a way to communicate with him. But we want to be able to hear God's voice on a regular basis. We want to be able to hear God's voice when things aren't going well. We want to be able to hear God's voice when we're going in positive directions. We want to be able to hear God's voice whenever he has the need to speak to us. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, "Acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways, and he will direct our path." And so first of all, in order to hear the word of God, you have to acknowledge him in all that you do. Not just when you're having a bad day, not just when there's an emotional uproar, but you have to constantly seek the will of God. Seek to hear his voice. Seek for him to give you directions. I can't speak for you, but I want to be in a place where I'm seeking God all the time, or his voice is ever present. Not just when I'm in the valley, but when I'm on the mountaintop. Not just when things are going bad, but also when things are going good. His word says, "Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the earth." That's in the book of Matthew. The problem is, we're not always with him. I mean, if you just think of a parent and child scenario, some children you don't hear from until things are going bad. And it's so distinctive that you know when they call, something is wrong, or they want something. And so that's not the type of relationship that we want to have with our Heavenly Father. So the question is, how do I hear the voice of God? Well, first of all, I want to talk a little bit about social media. And I'm a part of social media. I'm a part of the 21st century technology. I'm not as savvy as some of my children, but I am a part of 21st century technology. We have cell phones that do everything. They're not just phones. There are many tablets. You can check your email. You can check your Facebook, your Instagram. You can do all of that. My frustration with social media right now is everybody has a word from the Lord. Everybody has something to say about what God is saying. And this is beginning to bother me because the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will forever remain. So God's word is going to remain here. His word stands above all. So why do we have all these people giving out these special words, these little blurbs of their little opinions or their little revelations about the word of God? It's not that I'm against it. I just don't want it to take precedence over the true and living word of God. Anything that we say, anything, any prophecy, any word of knowledge, anything that we hear or speak ought to be backed up by the word of God. And anything that anybody says to you ought to be confirmed through the word of God. It ought to be something that you were praying about, seeking about, asking God about, seeking his word about, and you might be asking God to show you, give you a confirmation, and lo and behold, somebody comes along and confirms what you've been asking him back about. But you best believe, in this day and time, we need scriptures to back it up. Now, I know somebody is saying, well, you can find any scripture you want for your situation, and this part is true. So the integrity has to be on you. It has to be on you to determine, are you really seeking God? And that's a judgment call that I can't make. That's between you and God, whether or not you're just looking for someone to agree or some scripture to agree with whatever it is that you want to do, or whether or not you're truly seeking the word of God, or you're truly seeking the truth, or you're truly seeking an answer from God. Help me today, Holy Ghost. The Bible clearly lets us know that the word of God is truth. That's the book of John, the 18th chapter. And so we started this with the book of Romans. How can you hear the word of God? Well, how can you even hear God? Well, it's simple. You hear God through his word. You hear God through his word. That's how you hear God. You need to read the word of God. You need to listen to the word of God on the radio. You need to buy the Bible on tape. You need to turn to a Christian station that is preaching the true and living word of God. That's how we hear the word. How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? Well, in order for you to hear a preacher, one of the main things you need to do is to get out and come to church, amen? You need to get out and come to church. When you come to church, you hear the word of God. the Word of God will come alive in you. And when the Word of God comes alive in you, it comes alive and quickens you when you're away from the church. Hallelujah. Because that Word that's in you will come alive, like I said, when you're away from the church, and it'll begin to work on your behalf. When you're seeking something from God, when you're about to go in a certain direction and you're asking God what to do and how to do it, then His Word will come back to you. Problem is, some of us come to church for the wrong reasons, which is also why when sometimes when you come to church, people make you mad and you leave. You've got all kinds of church folks. You've got church groupies. They go to the big popular churches because they want to be affiliated with the name brand. You've got church daters. They go looking for a man or a woman, and then they get mad when they find out the person that they're looking for is not for them. And sometimes you hear people say, did you know so-and-so in that church was gay? Well, how did you know the person was gay? Were you interested in him or her and found out they were not interested in you? There's all types of people that come to church nowadays for all types of reasons. All types of people that come. But you need to come to church to hear the living Word of God. That's why we need to come to church. We need to come to church to hear the true and living Word of God. And the Word of God will begin to either draw you closer or drive you away. It just depends on why you're at church. Hallelujah. If you're there to get closer to God, if you're there to grow, if you're there to seek Him, if you're there to humble yourself, if you're there to cry on the altar and say, Lord, help me, then the Word of God is going to draw you closer. But if you're there to gossip, you're there to point fingers, you're there to cause strife, you're there looking for, as they say, something, love in all the wrong places. If you're there for those reasons, then the Word of God may very well draw you away. It may very well draw you away. But Sunday is not a time for socialization. It's not a time for us to be social and to find out what somebody's wearing and who's who and what's going on. It's a time to come and get strengthened by the Word and the power of God. It's a time to come and get built up. It's a time to come and build yourself up in your most holy faith. That's what it's time for, church. That's what it's time for. And we want the Word of God. When we come to church, we want the Word of God to draw us closer. It ought to be so that when we come, we can't wait to come back. We got to hear what the preacher is going to say this week. We got to take our pen and our paper out and our Bible out, and we got to go along, and we got to highlight those scriptures. That's what it should be like. Ooh, I need to get to church this Sunday because I need the Word of God. Lord, I'm seeking you. I need your help. Should I change jobs? Which direction should I go? And when that preacher begins to preach and the Word of God begins to come alive, then it's going to make you move. Hallelujah. Because it's going to give you the answer that you've been looking for through the Word. On the preacher's side, the problem is the preacher doesn't want to give anybody the true and living Word of God. We always, not we, the devil is a liar, but people always want to sugarcoat the Word. Always want to sugarcoat it. Always want to soften it up. Always want to make a little bit of room for sin. But the Word of God is supposed to step on your toes sometime. Yes, it's supposed to encourage you. Yes, it's supposed to build you up. But it's supposed to step on your toes sometime. It's supposed to be like a sharp little pin. You know, that little sewing pin that sticks you in the side is so little, but if you get stuck by it, woo! That's how the Word of God is supposed to be. Because the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, He chastens those whom He loves. If you don't ever chastise your child, you don't love them. If you don't ever discipline them, you don't love them. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 23rd verse, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you're not sure what that means, the scripture goes on and says further, beat them, they shall not die. Now, I know we don't like to hear that. I know people speak against it. You can't even hit your kids today because it'll send you to jail. You thought that came from slavery, but it came from the Bible. The rod of correction will drive out the sin in their life. And people don't like to hear that. I'm so glad I don't have to raise children in this day and age. Hallelujah. And again, when we're talking about disciplining our children, I honestly don't believe you have to spank a kid past the age of 5 or 6. Because they have, at that age, they've developed a great amount of reasoning where you can let them know that there's a consequence for their action on their level. That might be a timeout, a sitting in the corner, a taking away of a specific toy for 5 to 10 minutes or something like that. But, you know, at about 5 or 6, they've definitely developed a level where they have the ability to reason and understand about consequences. You know, there's always the age-old argument. Do you let your child touch the stove, the hot stove, so that they'll get burnt and learn never to touch it again? Or do you take your child's hand away? They try to do it again, take the hand away, smack them on the hand, and, you know, till they stop touching it. Like, you know, smack them, don't touch it. If they reach again, smack them on the hand, don't touch it. That's always the argument. And I personally think it's cruel to let a child touch a stove, a red-hot burning fire, to teach them a lesson. I think that's cruel. I think the pain of me smacking them on the hand is far less damaging than them not touching, than them touching it and having a burn for the rest of their life. And, of course, somebody say, well, you just walk little Johnny out of the kitchen and don't let him go in the kitchen again. Well, that's true too. But there are times when your toddlers, your terrible twos, your horrible threes, they're going to try you. They're going to try you. And you're going to have some form, some level of discipline. Not abuse, not child abuse, discipline. And so that's how it is with God. He will chasten those whom he loves. He will discipline us. He will send us in the right direction. And sometimes we don't like the methods and the tactics that he uses. Everything is not the devil. Everything is not the devil. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All, not some, all, from the pulpit to the door. Scripture says the most righteous person you know is not without sin. So everybody has sinned. Everybody is sinning. But you ought to hate the sin that's in your life, and you ought to want to strive to do better. Amen? So as we seek to hear the voice of God, let's wrap this up and find out what are some things that we need to do to hear the voice of God. Well, first of all, you need to read your word. Like I said before, you need to read the word. You need to listen to the word of God. You need not listen to people's philosophies. Wisdom and philosophy are two different things. Some people have godly wisdom, gift of wisdom, gift of knowledge, or word of knowledge. So knowledge and philosophy and wisdom are all different. You need to hear the word of God according to a preacher. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. You need, forget not the assembling of yourselves together. Help me, Lord. So you need to come together, again, for strength, for the word of God. You need that. This is how we hear the word of God. If you're praying about something or thinking about something, you ought to be able, like I said, to come into church. The message should hit you, make you jump out of your seat, because God is confirming what he's been trying to tell you through his messenger. I mean, it could be so accurate that sometimes people believe, oh, my God, did somebody tell the preacher my business? Did somebody tell her what I was going through? You wondered if somebody was talking about you. No, that's God trying to get your attention. That's God letting you know, I know everything that's going on in your life, and I'm speaking to you about it, and you need to hear what I'm saying. That's exactly what's going on. Nobody's telling your business or anything like that. So it's important for us to hear the voice of God. Sometimes I always tell people, if you're not sure how to hear God, try to get away from him. You'll hear him then. Try to backslide. You'll definitely hear God. He will reach out to you. He will reach out to you through the television, through somebody calling you, through somebody praying for you. Oh, I was just thinking about you. God will reach out to you every bumper sticker. You'll be like, oh, Lord. You'll hear him clearer than you ever thought you could. But we don't want to be, again, we don't want to be a people that's always in a bad situation, in trouble, in stress, in need, to serve our true and living God. We want to have a relationship with him to the point that when things are going good, Scripture says, in all of our ways, acknowledge him and he will direct our path. That's the type of relationship that we want to have, that we can clearly hear the voice of God, not just when we're in trouble, but when things are going well. So I only have like a couple of minutes left. I hope that you've gotten something out of this. It is a blessing to be able to hear the voice of God. Some people say he comes in that still, small voice. You know, however it is that you hear from him, be sure, be absolutely sure that it is confirmed in his word, because that's how we hear. We hear God through his word. Now, remember, you need the Spirit to quicken that word in you, because the Bible says the letter alone killeth, but it's the Spirit that gives life. So you need the Spirit of God to give life to you through his word. But that word will quicken. It'll quicken you. It'll remind you of things, like I said, that you've been talking to him about. The word will come alive. If you're not sure of how to hear God, start with his word. If you need a confirmation on something, use the word of God. And use it with integrity. Don't use it to try to find an answer for what you're looking for. Use it to say, God, show me if this is what you want me to do, if this is what you want me to be. Just help me to see it in your word. I hope I'm blessing somebody. I hope I'm making some sense. Of course, we can stay on the phone even after we go off the air. But if anybody has a question or comment at this time, we only have a few minutes left, you can just hit the number one and chime in. We've been talking about hearing the voice of God. And I'm just excited because I want to be in a position to hear him on a continual basis. But in order to do that, I have to stay in his word. Amen? Amen. I hope, again, you've been blessed. Tune in next Wednesday. We're going to be here at 6:30. And on the fourth Sunday, we have the Matthew Project, and that's giving away food, the food pantry. And I have somebody that just chimed in real quick. Hello, God bless you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Pastor Kim.
Hey, girl. This is Sister Joyce.
Hi. How are you?
Thank God.
Oh, my God, how are you doing, girl?
I am blessed. I am truly, truly blessed.
Oh, God is good. Jesus. Yes,
he is. I am truly blessed.
Hallelujah.
That is so good. That is so good. I'm back in church. I'm back at the New Harvest. I'm there. I'm trying to get the word transformed. I'm back there, and I'm there for God. I'm there for God. It's a new beginning for me. And God is just truly blessing from the time that I've been back. I've been back since December to now. And God is just really blessing me. He's given me another chance. And I truly thank God for that. You know, I just thank God. I just thank God. And I ask about you every Sunday when I'm in church, when I see your daughters. I ask about you constantly. And I thought that was your voice just now. I wasn't for sure. I'm listening. I said, that voice sounds familiar. It sounds familiar. Oh, girl, it's so good to hear your voice.
Well,
it's just so good.
I always send out text messages because I do the Bible study, and sometimes I'm just running through my phone, just, you know, send out to the regulars, and then I send, you know, because you can only send 10 text messages at a time, so I just shoot them out.
Praise God. Yes, that's a blessing. God must know I needed it, because I'm like, who is just sending me this? And, you know, if anything is about God, it's encouraged to me. So I reached out and said, you know what's going on? Because when you say God, it's always got to be something positive. I look at it, and it came out positive because it was you. And then when I heard that voice, I said, it sounds like my sister's voice. And I'm listening, I'm getting encouraged of what you're saying, by hearing God's voice and getting that relationship. And I'm like, praise God, because that's where I'm at today. You know, like, God is just truly good in my life. He's just really working good things in my life today. You know, everybody got another chance, and God gave me another chance, and I thank him. You know, everybody got a season. Back then, that wasn't my season, but now I am, like, on fire for the Lord. I thank God. He is just awesome. He's like, all I need today, maybe because things I've been going through, and God knows, you know, everybody got a time limit and a time, you understand, to serve him and do right by him, and it's my time. And, you know, the bishop gave me the word that God said he's giving me a second chance, and, you know, God is ready to use me, and I felt it in my spirit, and I know it's real. And like I said, I'm there for God. I'm not there for people. I'm there for God. You understand? There for God, you know. And God is just awesome. You know, he gave me another chance to use me again, to anoint me, to have me where he want me to be at today. And I thank him. You know, I just truly thank him that my mind is just really focused on him. Not the things that I used to do, not things that was going on now. It's just all about him. And I just, you know, I thank God for that. I thank God because I've been, you know, visiting other churches, but I wasn't, like, getting that word like I should have been getting, you know. It wasn't just my spirit wasn't receiving it. Then the spirit just sent me back to to the church, you know, past the church. Now I'm back there, like I said. Right. And I'm there in the word. You know, bishops are there anyway, and the word just coming forth, and God is truly blessing me because, you know, he knows my heart. He knows my heart is right today. My heart is right with him today, and I just give him that. You know, like I said, it's not about man. It's about me and his relationship. It's about me and him today. You understand? Him. He's all I need today. And I thank him.
Oh, yeah,
I just truly thank him. I just thank him. But like I said, I need your daughters on praise and worship, and every time I look at them, I think so much about you. I say, look at little Kim. Just look at him, you know. just look at him, because it's Netta and Lydia. And I just, you know, it do my heart good because it just takes me back where we was at. You understand what I'm saying?
They got church in the blood. It's in them. You know what I mean?
That's
a good blessing. It's a good blessing. God is good. And, you know, he's a God of a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth. He's a God of a whole lot of chances. I preached not too long ago about Peter, when Jesus told Peter that he was going to deny him three times.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
the crazy thing about it was he told Peter, the devil desires to sift you as wheat. He said,
right.
but when you return, strengthen your brother.
That's what
the word of the Lord is for you right here, right now. Because, see, he said, the devil desires to sift you as wheat. He didn't say, I'm going to stop it. He didn't say, he said, I'm praying for you. He didn't say,
amen,
I'm going to stop it. I'm going to block the devil. Now, Jesus was talking to Peter, so Jesus, who had all power in his hand, could have stopped it. But Jesus knew that Peter was going to do something so horrible that it might keep him from coming back. So Jesus spoke a word to him. He said, when you return, hallelujah, that meant that he knew that he was going to backslide. Jesus, he said, when you return, strengthen your brother. Peter didn't get it. He said, what are you talking about? I'll die for you. I'll go to prison for you. He said, Peter, before the crow caught three times, three times, you're going to betray me. Peter betrayed him so bad that he cursed. That's the worst sin that we can have is the sin of betrayal, because that's what Eve and Adam did in the garden. It was betrayal.
Right.
So Peter
felt
bad about that thing. But that word that God, that Jesus, the living God, gave him, he said, when you return, strengthen somebody else. That is your word tonight. That is your word. That is for you. When you return, you have the ability to strengthen somebody else.
Yes.
Because you know what it's like. You
understand?
Like you say, all the things you've been through.
Yes.
And he said, Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter turned around to be one of the greatest evangelists in the Bible.
Glory to God. Hey, da, 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 da,
listen, all the sins that we have done and we commit, he said, listen, when you return, can pluck what's mine out of my hand. You need to strengthen somebody else. You need to let the next backslider know. You need to let the next person know who thought they wouldn't be able to get through what they was going through. You need to let them know. Oh, you can make it, because I done been there and done that. I know you think I'm strong.
Yes.
I know you think I'm doing with God 100% all the time. But guess what? I've had my ups and downs too. And if I can make it, you can make it.
Yes.
Girl, you done said it with me.
Yes, amen. I need to hear that. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I need to hear that. God is good. God is good. I needed to hear that. There's nothing wrong with that, honey. Anything about God, I encourage me. I need it in my spirit, because that's feeding me.
That's feeding me. I need to be fed
every day.
Listen, that is such a powerful word. That if you read that about Peter, Peter, the devil desires, I'm praying for you because the devil desires. Jesus is saying, I'm praying for you. Devil desires to sip you a sweet. He said, but when you return, when you come back to yourself, make sure you strengthen somebody else. Ha!
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
So
my God, I know that's right. Yes. Oh, he's awesome.
The Lord is going to bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get a chance. Come on down and visit me.
Yes, girl. Yes.
God, I'm thinking about doing a little women's fellowship up there. I'm coming up there in April, and I might just do a little mini fellowship.
Well, that's the blessings I need. I need every fellowship God goes on. I said, Lord, when I'm in church on Sunday, I said, God, I wish I could stay here overnight, just day from day. You know, like how we used to have that retreat going on. You know, I need church every day, not just one day or 2 days. I need it every day. Every day I need it in my life. I'm talking about me. Because
God
is so good. Sis, I just truly, truly thank God for where he put me and where he got me at today, where he allowed me to go through, where he allowed my family to go through, where he allowed my son to go through. That's really, really brought me close to God. The things that my son was going through, as far as that wetness, me got the mother love for him and praying for him.
Mm-hmm.
Got tired seeing him getting high, got tired seeing him, you know, in the street late night, can't sleep. Me praying to God, said, God, I got to come back, God, because this is my child. So you know what, Satan, you a liar, because I'm a fighter. You know, I'm a fighter. You cannot have no. You will not have no. And anything that I got to do, bring me back to God. And I'm still here today, and I'm going to stand. I'm standing for his salvation. I'm standing for him. I'm fighting for him. You understand what I'm saying? Because the devil will not have him, and I claim him. I claim him.
Honey,
I claim him.
I'm going to keep you praying.
Yes.
Keep you praying.
Yes. Yes. And out of five of them, God, and another, I had a testimony Sunday, and I got another testimony today that God is just awesome because out of, God has made me look at some things. Out of five daughters and one son, out of five daughters, I thank God that when I was on my addiction, I must have did something right, as I say today. All five of my girls never was on the pole, never was on hard drugs or drugs, never sold their body, never followed my footsteps as far as getting high. You understand? The only one following my footsteps,
you know,
was Dennis, the youngest, Dennis.
But you know what? Listen, you know what you did there? That's called breaking generational curses.
Thank you. My God.
That's what that is. Breaking generational, hallelujah, breaking generational curses. That's what it's called. And sometimes there's several curses attached to our bloodline. But, honey, we can break them little by little. Amen. One
yes.
by one, two by two. So,
yes,
you know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes.
Breaking
yes.
generational curses. If you can stand and say none of your kids, none of your girls was addicted to drugs, that is a generational curse, then broke it. Glory
yes.
be to God.
Yes. And then
to God.
The knees,
got
hurt.
I did something right.
And then we'll put the icing on the cake. My oldest came to me today and said, Mom, I got my social degree. I graduated April 15th. And that's what threw it. Damn, my heart broke. I didn't get my education. You understand? My daughter's there. Honey, Isha be graduating sooner. She go for her social degree. So I give God the glory. You understand? I give her education, but they got theirs. So obviously, as me being an addicted on drugs, I did something right as life went on as a single parent. And I am so thankful that
but,
God.
But listen. The walk that you had with Christ carried you, carried them,
yes.
carried your family.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? We
yes.
all have ups and downs and mishaps. But,
yes.
honey, that's why it's so important for them to know Jesus. Because
yes.
they had a relationship with him for themselves. You understand
yes.
what I'm saying? They may not
yes.
be telling, but they know that foundation. Don't get out here and go too far. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
yes.
you really got that foundation in them, you know, through
yes.
you know, through Christ, that foundation was in them. All that
yes.
work that was done, it was not in vain. It was not in vain, and it never ceases to amaze me because it's never who we think it is. I never forget to this day. Me and Jackie, mm-hmm. we was trying to get Pat. Remember Pat?
Yes, girl. I remember. And I was standing right there.
We
yes.
were trying to get Pat.
Yes,
and she was
yes.
at her house. That's how we got
yes.
you.
Yes, I went over there to get high, and y'all was in there talking to her, but I was just standing there listening. Y'all, you got Lord have mercy.
That's
yes.
right. It's never. Jesus said, "You didn't call me; I called you. No man come to the Father unless I draw him." We
Thank
was trying,
Lord.
But we was trying to get her, and
yes.
the Lord wanted you.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, glory to God.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Oh, I received
yeah.
it. Yes. Hey, yes, God said he is not done with me yet. Hallelujah.
No, not at all.
He got a what for me to do. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
As long as you have breath and life, he is not done with you. For sure. You can best believe that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Best believe
that. That's right. Thank you, God. God is so awesome. And then not only that, me, she's not at our church, but she fellowship at another church. She said, Mom, I also hold a Bible. She said, I go to church every Sunday, and I also hold a Bible study. I said, praise God, because she's got a lot of things to happen in her life. Also for her to get closer with God. You understand? Because her husband had recently cheated on her, and it really hurting her to the pits of her soul. So now she's like really focused on God. It's like her whole focus is just on God right now. And I'm so
yeah.
glad that I did plant the seed in all of them because they all, you should go to church on. So they're all, as they got older, they depart from me, but they know where to go. You understand? Oh,
you understand,
yeah, sir?
Absolutely.
But the only one, that Dennis, he's back incarcerated. That was riding my son. But I said, you know what, God put in my spirit? God said, you can have him, but you can't have his soul. He can't have Dennis' soul. He allowed everything the devil to do to my son, but he cannot have his soul.